Welcome to Quiver, the Green Arrow podcast for the 20th episode of Arrow, entitled Home Invasion. I'm one of your hosts, Amanda Konkin.
And I am your other host, Michael Cohen.
It's good to be back. If you didn't catch our extra special mailbag episode, this is my first episode back since we had Casey filling in for last week's episode, or last month's episode. It's been a while.
It's been 2 weeks. It was another 2 week hiatus.
Sad. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, this is number four, like four, and then we have three left after this one.
Sad.
And the season's done, so.
Sad. I don't know what I'm going to
do. Get ready
myself.
For a real hiatus.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long break, everybody.
It is.
But okay. It's good. It's good, because we're building up to something. And this episode,
This
episode does a lot towards that. It was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it.
It was. And it's setting up, you could totally see everything falling into place for stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see where it's going. And we had some interesting, it's sort of nice when you have an episode that can sort of stand alone, because obviously the storyline in this episode, aside from obviously the island stuff, was sort of pretty insular, like it sort of stood on its own.
Yeah.
But it was just like how it pushed characters a little bit, which was nice.
You know, the island, honestly, off the top of my head, I couldn't even tell you what happened.
Right.
Because I don't know that anything did happen.
Ollie.
Yeah, and like then, there was a little bit of character stuff.
Yeah.
But they've really gotten away from the whole island
things happening,
you know, present day sort of the correlation. Like they're not really doing that anymore. Like there's a little bit of it in this episode. A little bit, but not very much.
No, I think that they've really gone into this idea where they recognize that they have two different stories and that we want to see what's happening on the island as sort of its own thing. And there's less of a need to go overlapping the two of them, which is nice.
Well, I was reading an article, or maybe I was listening to another podcast, they're burning through the island stories a lot faster than they thought that they would.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's what we're seeing, is that they thought they were going to spend two seasons on the island.
Right.
And what they're finding is that they're spending a season on the island. And they kind of need to figure out what to do for the right. Because I think what's happening is the last two episodes, nothing really happened on the island. We got slapping water and then shooting arrows.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's sort of his montage, but it all could have happened in one episode, right?
He
could have just gone from being Abercrombie to being, you know,
But
they're splitting it up over these episodes, I think, because obviously next week, it's going to be huge because the episode title is The Undertaking. And where we leave it at the end of this episode, going into next week on the island, big things have to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the season finale, the two episodes, that's going to need to be in both places, and it's going to be intense and lots of stuff going on.
I'm so excited. 3 hours of television left. Oh. It's good. I absolutely love, just that you can have a story. It's like 20 hours worth of stuff. I was thinking about this because I've been marathoning a couple shows recently, and just that like television is just so much better than like movie formats or things like that, because you just get 20 hours.
Well, I just watched Thor earlier tonight, and as much as I love that movie, I think they did a really good job with it. It would have been way better in a format similar to Arrow. Where you get, like, a season premiere on Asgard, and then he gets banished. And then you get 20 hours of him dealing with the fact that he's been banished and coming to the realization that he needs to be a better person. And then becoming Thor at the end of the season.
That would be great.
But instead, they cram it into 2 hours, and it happens over the course of 3 days.
Yeah.
As well as him and Jane Foster falling in love. And you're like, you really have to hold on the suspension of disbelief in order to get past that.
Yeah.
But with a show like Arrow, Oliver now, and Oliver by the end of the season, is not going to be the same Oliver that we started with.
Yeah.
As well as Oliver on the island, and Oliver at the end of the season on the island, is going to be a completely different character. I mean, but it doesn't feel disjointed or unnatural. We've watched the characters progress.
Yeah, yeah.
The only person that I feel like that a little bit with is Tommy. But you know, that's sort of...
He's regressing. Ugh, this is what... I'll talk about it when we get,
yeah,
when we get
we'll
to
talk
it.
About that.
So let's do... We do have an email that we're going to read, because we're going to try to get through a faster episode. We did a lot of emails last week, so obviously if you missed the special episode, mailbag episode, go back and you can listen to us talk about really, really random things for about an hour and 45 minutes, plus read emails. Today, I loved it. It was fun just talking about random
things.
We'll
do it again in the future.
It'll be good. This is from Ramona Lee, so thank you, Ramona. And the subject is, as if you don't know not to read until after airing, so... Thanks, Ramona, for constantly reminding us that your emails have spoilers, which is good. Another excellent episode. I'm always happy when I see actors from the Whedonverse on non-Whedon shows. So, of course, I'm calling the villain Gunn instead of whatever name he was called in this episode.
Mr. Blank.
Yeah, I have no idea what it was.
It was Mr. Blank.
Oh, okay, cool. Does this guy exist in the DC universe? I guess Michael just answered that.
I don't know if he does or not. I don't think that he does.
It'd be interesting. We'll investigate it during the course of this episode.
It's just the idea of a hitman that
cool.
leaves no trace, right?
Yeah. That's a cool name. He was just evil, but very talkative villain. He was. I wanted to ask him why he was going after the poor child. I'm in a sense wishing that he hadn't died and would be a recurring villain. Cool. As per usual, I'm wondering, why, Tommy, why? Although I was happy when he went to Oliver for help. I was kind of shocked with how quickly went left Laurel. I'm assuming that meant how quickly he went to leave Laurel.
Yeah.
And then Diggle left, which at the very least leaves an opening for Roy. Hey, I never really thought about that before. Good. And then finally, I don't know if it's the same kind of commercials you guys get as over in Ontario, but I now want to get an Xbox 360 and Injustice Gods Among Us. Thank you, Jay and Silent Bob. So I liked that line here because I watched it on the CTV channel as well, and there was a pretty awesome commercial for Injustice Gods Among Us. Like, I don't watch video games, and I knew it was a video game commercial.
It was Kevin Smith. Spot, or was it interstitial?
I don't know.
It
seemed long. Oh, yes, there was other commercials. Yeah,
it was just
a small... It was a short commercial.
Okay.
But it was kind of cool. It just was like a little sort of sketch thing about Injustice Gods Among Us and the ability... I didn't know what Injustice Gods Among Us, because as much as we talk about it, I sort of tune out when it comes... I didn't realize that you could, like, play as the different superheroes. Like, I didn't know that that's what it was. But, like, that's what the commercial was about them being like, who would win? Aquaman versus Wonder Woman.
Now I'm curious, what did you think it was?
I had no idea. I thought they all were fighting... I don't play video games at all, Michael. I don't know anything about video games. I just thought it was like the Justice League and they were fighting bad guys. I don't know. I know, it could be Zelda. I have no
idea.
You
really did tune out. Point is superheroes fighting.
I had no idea. And it looked cool, so I was like, hey, I'd play that
game.
In
fact, the only two characters who are still good guys in that are Batman and Harley Quinn.
Oh, no way.
Like,
really?
Harley sides with Batman.
Cool.
Yeah, because Superman goes kind of crazy and takes over the world, right?
Like, what?
This
sounds interesting.
We have had this conversation. We had our whole controversy about...
Yeah,
about
was
the
that
Lois Lane thing.
Was that for the video game?
Yes, that's for the video game.
Oh, I thought that was a comic book we were talking about.
Well, it was a comic book.
Okay.
That tied into the video game.
Oh, all right. I'm much more intrigued by this game now. Anyway, so commercials have served their purpose. And I'm very sorry. I'm the worst, Michael. You have to know this. I selectively listen to things.
I know this, but now our listeners know this as well. Now it's...
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's verified,
to, like,
and it'll be on the internet from now until forever as proof.
Whatever.
Amanda does not listen.
I'm not an audio learner, but it was visual, and I saw them fighting each other, and I said, hey, that looks cool, so I'm a visual learner.
Fair enough.
You really, like, when it comes to video games, it takes a really long time. It took Andrew playing Zelda for me at least, like, 7 months until I actually, like, understood what was happening or knew any of the people. So, like, I just don't, when it comes to video games, I have a special sort of, like, learning corner of my brain that people really need to chip away at. So, I'm getting better. But anyways, so yeah, Injustice Gods Among Us looks awesome, and I would play that. Because it looks like a fighting game, and I can play fighting games, because a lot of them are they're button-mashy, sort of. And I can play button-mashy games. So I'm going to play it now. I've said it now on the internet, and I have to. So
yeah, because people never lie on YouTube. Speaking of which, let's talk about our news.
Yeah.
So I can't remember who posted it on the Facebook group, but somebody posted. Sorry for not giving you the credit, but that Willa Holland Instagrammed a picture of her view from her apartment, and it said goodbye Vancouver or something.
Or this is the last time I'll see this view.
Something like that. And that made everybody go, "What's going on? Is she leaving the show? Is she mm-hmm. not going to be back for season two? Is she going to die in, at the end of season one?" I don't think that any of that's true. And then somebody found in the comments on Instagram that somebody said that they were moving the show to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That it wouldn't be in Vancouver anymore, that they'd be filming in Dallas. I have done all of the research that I can possibly do with Google, and I haven't been able to find anything to verify that.
I should just text. I totally forgot. I could totally just text Megan and ask her if she has a job next year. So we will verify this fact.
We'll let you guys know for sure by next week, I think.
Yeah.
But I... Because Stephen Amell also posted a Vine of his apartment and everything kind of packed up. And it, the caption read, "Goodbye, Gastown." Mm-hmm. But don't... Nobody freak out just yet. I mean, I guess nobody else
cares. We are, because we love Vancouver and the shot here.
It would change the look of the show, I think, if they moved to a different city. Mm-hmm. So
we just think that they finished filming and they're wrapped and they go back to their homes for the summer and then they'll come back and get awesomer apartments for season two.
Yeah, because Stephen Amell is going to get a big extra chunk of change for coming back for a second season because of the fact that it's the number one rated show. I mean, like, he would have gotten a pretty decent contract to be the lead on what they expected to be the successor to Smallville.
Yeah.
But when it got the ratings that it got, that gives him the ability to come back and say, "I want more money next season." So you know, he'll get more money, so he'll get a nicer place. And Amanda and I were talking before we started recording. Maybe we were recording, but before we started the show. That Tom Welling didn't buy a place in Vancouver until like season 3 or 4.
Yeah, because you want to establish yourself,
Because in your first season, you don't know if the show's going to take off or not. Yeah. As good as you might think it is, you never know, right? So there's no need to panic for those who might be panicking.
We'll let you know how it's going. I really hope. But this is something, I mean, and it's just like brings to light certain things. Cause I mean, it's a big influx for us. Vancouver is struggling right now. Our gaming industry is really like,
but that's not just Vancouver.
Well,
the gaming industry in general is having a hard time, but Vancouver's being hit really hard.
Yeah, and I mean, it would just be another blow for us to lose such a great... I mean, we have such great production crews here.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a whole bunch of things, and I know nobody else but people in BC care, but there's a whole bunch of stuff with tax credits and film and right now. And there's just like a whole bunch of things that are happening that I just really hope that Vancouver is looking up, and it would just be such a blow for Eric to leave. And
if we do have any listeners in BC, in Vancouver specifically...
Yeah.
We've got elections coming up.
Yeah,
and if you care about shows like Arrow being produced in a city like Vancouver, then, you know,
make your voice heard.
Yeah, exactly. I know who's saying what about what they're going to do for the film industry.
Yeah.
Because it's a big part of the West Coast.
Oh, definitely.
In Canada and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine if they lost tax credits in Los Angeles or something and it suddenly became super expensive to film there. I mean, that would... Just cripple their entire state. So, but I don't think that we have anything to worry about. The CW loves using Vancouver as a place to shoot. They shot Smallville here for the entire 10-year run. Mm-hmm. They shot
Hellcats, was
Supernatural,
shot here too.
Hellcats, Secret Circle was shot here.
Oh, was it really?
So,
cool?
Yeah. So there. I mean,
they'll be good.
The CW has a history.
Yeah.
With this city, so I'm not too worried about it. Yeah. But we'll do everything that we can to verify
and let you know what's going on for shooting next year. In the meantime, we still have three more episodes that are Vancouver based.
Yeah,
and we're excited. And so that's
in my search, I found a couple of websites that have the locations of scenes listed. Ooh. So we don't have to do quite as much homework as we thought. We can just use some of these resources online in order to just go and show you guys around the city.
Yeah, that'd be
and,
great.
And show you the different shooting locations and stuff.
I'm excited to plan our extra episodes for the summer. It'll be good. We'll have some good stuff. So
totally.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's jump into this one because it's a good episode. So
yay.
For those who are watching along, we're starting now.
That's good. Some
preview-y goodness.
I wonder what they're going to do for, like, the intro for next, like, in season two, if they're going to sort of have, like, a similar montage. Like, my name is...
I think they will. I think up until the explosion.
Right, yeah.
And then they'll switch over to everything that happened in season one.
Cool. Right. Oh, yeah, that could be useful and awesome. Oh... It's so good.
It's a difficult show to recap because you got to recap two different places at once.
Jillion different things. Yeah, that's true. They don't really recap the island that much, do they?
Not very often unless something really big happens.
Right. That's
This recap actually spends a lot more time on Tommy and Diggle than it does on anybody else.
It does, well, because it's mostly them, right? This is the thing that I like is the more and more that Oliver gets pushed back as a main character, the more I sort of like the show and then like him as a main character, right? It just totally complements.
Well, he's the hub, right?
Yeah.
All the spokes are connected to. So
yeah.
And they're doing just such a great job of revolving everything around him, so that he's always integral and his choices make a really big difference, but these other characters have lives of their own. So we start the episode with Diggle and Oliver training. Diggle actually the one doing the punching for a change. And they're talking about Deadshot, and it's sort of intercut with Deadshot in the process of finding a target and taking that target out.
This is crazy. I didn't expect him to be that big of a character. But that was a cool shot, too. Wow, that's awesome. But, like, in terms of Deadshot being sort of this real driving force behind Diggle's character...
Yeah.
...was unexpected, and it's working. I mean, there's certain things about the show that sometimes the thread is so thin, and I'm like, how is this going to work? And then it totally does in the end, and the payoff is really awesome, and it just... I don't know, like, I believe things. Like, later on when Deadshot... doesn't kill Diggle. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But I let it go because it makes sense and it works and it's just useful. So
I loved that joke. Yeah, that was a really good joke for Felicity that she dyes her hair.
Yeah.
And she turns to her and she goes, "I keep your secrets."
Yeah.
Which I just thought was great.
She's there. They found her. I love her. I'm so glad she's coming back next year. So it'd be awesome. And I love that they're keeping it integral that, like, it's a team of people and that she's actually, like, helping with a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And, okay, so he's going for lunch with Laurel. When did they become friends?
They had that moment a couple episodes ago, remember? When he sort of followed her out of the
club?
The club. Okay. And said, "Can we go for dinner or coffee or
okay?" Whatever? So it's still part of that.
Yeah. So really, I don't think this is the first time that they have. I think they've been spending time together.
Right. By the way, most beautiful transition I think they've ever had of him just walking into the next frame. That was gorgeous, and I loved it. And
they're getting really good at it.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what my problem with the island is right now? We're focusing a lot on Shadow, and we're not focusing very much on Slade. He's the best part of the island.
Oh, right? yeah, definitely. I don't know. Shadow's sort
they of... do, but they do have their team on the island now, and if you notice, it mirrors the team in present day, right?
It does. Like,
you got the spunky girl, and you got the more hardcore guy, and then you got Oliver, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting to see in these different relationships, these different times for Oliver, how he relates to other people.
Yeah. I never noticed that. That's going to be really cool.
I just noticed it right now.
Yeah,
so.
It's pretty great. I like what they're doing with the island, and I would just watch a show. Someone's got to do that on YouTube at the end of season one.
Just
they've got
cut
to
it together.
Cut all of the island stuff. I'll be waiting for that. It'll be good. So this is interesting. So I like that we're going back to not just losing the fact that Diggle handed off information about Deadshot. So that could have been a throwaway as well, right? But the idea that, no, there's legitimately, he's following this through, and it's a whole bunch of different things that are happening here. And So she's, is she part of the government or sort of what? Did we not really clarify exactly what she is?
Argus or whatever?
It was something. Okay, yes, yes, yes.
That's what it was, right?
Yes. So that's,
yeah. Yeah. So I've read and heard a lot more about Argus and, and all that. So they're actually pretty big in DC Comics. It's more so Wonder Woman comics than anything.
Okay. Nice.
Cuz Steven Trevor, I think that's the character.
Yeah,
is part of Argus. So.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And Diana Prince in when they rebooted Wonder Woman. Not the last time or the time before that, but the time before that when they rebooted her. They rebooted Wonder Woman a lot.
Yeah.
She was part of that. But so I think we'll see a lot more of them. I think they're setting Argus up for season 2.
Cool. That would be good, yeah.
And we're getting this really quick setup here. Oliver shows up for lunch, but Laurel has to cancel because she has clients that she has to deal with.
I thought that his talk to kids voice was kind of weird, where he's like, "This must be the bodyguard." Sorry. This is my one like critique of the episode where I was like, that was a bit corny, but you know, I think
from what we know of Oliver's character, that's legit because he just wouldn't know how to relate to a child.
Yeah, fair enough. Right? Fair enough. But he has such like sort of a genuineness in sort of how he wants to relate to people.
I think he's sincere, but he just doesn't know that that's not. That's not cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But Laurel's trying to help these people who are being scammed.
Somebody. Yeah, it was where Erasmus took their money, or they lost all of their savings, or who knows. And then so we have Gunn. So, what is his name?
J. August Richards.
Sorry. From Angel, by the way. If people
who's also been cast on the new S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Woohoo!
It's only a pilot as of right now, but if ABC doesn't pick it up, they're ridiculous.
Yes.
So expect to see. I think that's probably why his character dies.
Oh, yeah, because he can't be tied into other shows. So, anyways, totally just murdered both these kids' parents. And then really slow on the uptake with the kid in, letting him be locked out of the room.
It's like he forgot how guns work and that bullets can go through small wooden doors, right?
But that kid, I'm going to say, of everything in this episode, I would say, like, the kid is the most sort of out of character. Like, that kid shows a lot of, I don't know, resiliency and being like, my parents both just died and I'm going to run away.
He never breaks down. Yeah. He doesn't cry. No. You know what? They just didn't have time for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's true. There's too many things. So it's kind of an interesting power dynamic in here where obviously the hitman usually is the one taking the orders, but you really get sort of a strength in his character being like, okay, no.
This mobster, bad guy, has hired the wrong hitman.
Yeah.
Like, he picked the wrong guy for the job. Not that he can't get the job done, but that he might be in over his head.
I love, the anchor's still the same, man. I love the world of the show. I know we say it multiple times, but once you get to episode 20, things start to happen. So it's just interesting that it is consistent. So, anyways, fast forwarding through these CW commercials, we don't have
I just wanted to bring up that IGN ran an article last week about the possibility that Arrow is already part of the DC shared universe.
Yeah,
and somebody posted it on the Facebook group, you know what? I know that previously I've said that I don't think it'll happen, but I don't know. The show's really strong, and Warner Brothers is putting a lot behind the show, and I don't know. Maybe they are going to work it towards it being part of a shared universe.
Yeah,
but they have been pretty hard-lined on no superpowers, right? So
yeah, that's true. So, but I mean,
Superman could be the character to change it. You know what? I think it'll all depend on the success of Man of Steel.
Okay. But yeah, that's fair enough. The thing is that Superman is allowed to be... Superman's an alien.
Yeah.
He's allowed... He doesn't have superpowers. He's legitimately an alien, which is not the same.
I like that that's your justification. No, he's legit an alien. It's all right. So we just talked over all of this setup that
Laurel... She just, like, became a ward for this. Like, that seems... Yeah. There's so many holes in this episode, but yet it still holds together.
It,
like,
doesn't matter because it's all just to get the story to where it needs to be.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Laurel is sort of taking this kid into protective custody,
yeah.
Even though she's a lawyer and has kind of no business
doing
that.
Yeah,
but the kid should just be...
A ward of the state.
Oh, and he should be in, like, a safe house, not in, like, some unsecured...
Yeah.
You know,
that's ridiculous.
A person's apartment building.
So this is interesting, this Tommy, and look at Ollie's face. It's kind of, he sort of gets it. It's just an interesting dynamic between the two of them. I feel like Laurel is, she hasn't grown on me as much as I would love liked her to. She's just not as strong.
You know what, she hasn't had, I guess she has had her sort of her time with with her story with her sister and her mom.
Yeah.
But... That it really has nothing to do with anything. Of all of the B plots, that one's a C plot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It is really,
it's really
unrelated.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of comes back to Oliver. And I think eventually we'll find the connection to all of that, to what's going on with Oliver and the Undertaking. But as of right now, it has no connection. I think that's why there's a disconnect with Laurel's character.
Yeah. 'Cause
she's just kind of just on the outside. And they've got so much that they can do with her, but that I think they're waiting to
until
the time is right.
Which would be good. I just, like, would like to be invested in her a little bit more. Like, this idea of, like, her being really sympathetic to this kid, I didn't see.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I'm not invested in your sympathy for him. Or, like, it was
and
just
we don't
weird,
know.
Right?
We don't know anything about her to trust that's her character.
Right, yeah. Fair enough. So we've got Shadow and Ollie on the island, which is interesting. Really, there's nothing happening there. That's basically what it was.
Learning how to shoot arrows.
And so back to the other three people. So this is setting up what's happening with Deadshot, right? So the idea of Argus setting up Deadshot so that they can arrest him. Hey?
Yeah. I just want to point out that those lamps are pointing directly at the screens. Illuminated backlit screens. And that would just cause so much glare and make it impossible to do your work. But it looks really good for the show.
Yeah. Yes. Lots of suspension of disbelief in this episode.
You can see it. There's
the
glare.
Yeah, there's
right
lots
there.
Of glare.
So it's completely irrelevant to the story. But they're essentially just connecting the dots.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that we need to explain that this is the part of the episode where...
They look some stuff up
on the computer and Oliver finds out who he's got to go after. The important part here is that they've been tracking Deadshot and they have to deal with Deadshot sooner or later.
Well, and the fact that Diggle wants him dead, right? So this idea that, like, they've made a deal and that Ollie recognizes that that's okay.
This was so cool. This is not where I saw this going with Roy. Not this quick, at least.
Yeah.
He shows up here to say, you know, I wanted to tell you more about the vigilante, and he's like, you said, you know, Detective Lance says, you said you didn't see anything, but we find out that he's not there for the reasons that we think he's there for. He swipes the police radio.
And I love this episode because there's realism to the characters and how they react in all of these things, and it's just great.
Especially Thea.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but they just, like that, like, instantly, her character is grounded.
Yes.
And
and
because of everything that happened with Vertigo, I think we can believe that, that's where her character is at now, is that she needs to get a good head on her shoulders after she almost went to jail and everything.
So this, I would say, is the payoff of having this little boy in this episode is for Merlin,
yeah.
or for Tommy. Because this was actually quite gorgeous.
This is super important,
it's just
too,
like,
for his character.
Right? In terms of, like, they are just setting up so much stuff for the next four episodes, or three episodes, right? With Tommy, because it's really, it's going to be about Tommy, I think, really. At least that's, like, my thing, is, like, I just genuinely think that that's what it's going to be
about. I think this whole storyline with the kid was specifically to set up this thread.
Right,
so that we could follow this into the next three episodes, because you're right, it's going to be super important.
Yeah.
What happened with his mother and his father's vendetta against the city. Yeah. Like, that's what's going to turn him. I think we were going, you know, it's going to be this stuff between Laurel and Oliver that's going to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what's going to do it. I think they this drudging up old memories and then he feels betrayed by Oliver. I don't think that's the case, but I think that's how he perceives it.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to lead mm-hmm. to his turn, I think.
Right, yeah. Okay, this is confusing me. Why would he put the gun up to the door and then take it away to put the badge up to the door? That just...
I think that was just to build some suspense.
Yeah, fair enough. But anyways, again, people reacting, like, realistically, right? That, like, she knows what a badge number is and just, like, things that are really great. And obviously, later I'll talk about Detective Lance, but, like, it's just really cool that, like, scenarios happen and then they play out in the way that they would, like, realistically happen. So as much as they set stuff up that might not be as realistic, like, maybe, you know, you don't take home orphaned boys if you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
But, like, you... I mean, the rest of the stuff sort of flows. So I think that's why the show works for me, is that there's, like, enough suspension of disbelief mixed in with, like, realistic scenarios and characters and things. And this is, like, one of those nightmarish things, right? With a person coming to kill you and you're just hiding under a bed, not breathing. Like, that's just... That is a gorgeous sort of setup and shot. And I just love that it's Tommy with the boy and then Laurel...
Tommy closes his eyes, but the kid never does. And I like... Just there's really, just little things like that. Little touches. Yeah. Although, Laurel, you gotta make your shots count.
Yeah.
Oliver knows that.
Yeah. And here he goes, being all super and awesome.
You know, he's gone... He's moved to this this disarm and then attack.
Yeah.
So maybe he's not making his shots count anymore. Yeah. He used to just bust in and kill people.
Yeah.
Now he's much more of the, like, I'm going to take your gun away. But the bad guys always have more than one gun.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Laurel only has one shot in her shotgun. Like, come on, Laurel, get it together.
But it was pretty cool how she, like, unloaded it and loaded it again with one hand. I think that that's the coolest thing about shotguns, is, the one-handed, like, whatever. I don't use guns. But it seems as though it would be cool. Oh, Star Trek Into Darkness commercial that
I just watched. It's a very good commercial. The Esher and Star Trek Into Darkness commercial is a really good one. For those who have seen it.
Man, there's going to be so many good movies this summer.
It's a good summer.
So excited.
Yeah, so we have lots to... tied us over until Laura comes back next week.
Good.
We're just talking over the commercials.
Yeah. Ooh, Felicia Day is back in Supernatural. I need to keep watching that show.
Three episodes now.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
So, sorry, I just was going, oh, Detective Lance again. I just love him. It's just like anything he's doing. He's just.
I did not know that he's British, but he is.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, like his American accent is fake.
No way! Yeah. I love... Oh my god, I love British people so much better when you see them in commercials and you're like, oh my god!
You're racist.
I'm so excited.
You're racist.
I am. I am fully,
so,
like...
So prejudiced.
I am biased towards men with British accents. Especially, like, rugged, burly men with British accents.
I like his American accent better than his British
accent. His American accent is really great. But... You know, now that it's an accent, maybe that's even better.
So, Tommy is... We're kind of talking over everything, but Tommy has just suggested to Detective Lance that they go to the Queen's.
Mm-hmm.
And Detective Lance is like, I'm sorry, what now?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, they already have security.
Yeah.
It's secluded.
Yeah.
It's a fortress.
Look at that. They gave him a good 10 seconds on his reaction just to be like, no, okay, yeah,
they do. They do that every episode that he's in.
I love it.
But more than anything, this is Tommy admitting that Oliver is going to be the best person to protect them. Okay, I think this is more about protecting... Laurel than anything, because he knows that as long as this kid's in danger, that Laurel's going to be in danger too. So
look at Ollie's mom being a mom, giving cookies.
And like two moments that we get with her in this episode, which is really the most that we've seen of her in a little while.
Yeah,
feels like at least.
Yeah,
and very interesting because it is very, very motherly. And like that moment, and then later on when she kind of says.
Yeah.
The kid's been through enough. Just let him go to sleep.
Now, the more that we talk through this episode and, like, the Tommy stuff and coming to the Queen's house and all these different things, the more I'm kind of like, Tommy's not dumb.
No.
And they're going to really have to do stuff in the next few episodes to make me not like him. Because he's still a
likeable... but you see, that's where it's going to be great, is that he's going to be on the opposite side, but we're still going to like him, which means that we're going to pull for the character, which means that when Oliver says to him, stop, what are you doing? You're better than this. Why are you siding with the bad guys? We're going to be feeling the exact same thing. Aww. And we're, other, like, if they made him hateable,
yeah, then it right? would be, yeah.
Like, even if it's a love to hate, like it is with Malcolm.
Yeah. But, we need to genuinely,
we need to feel exactly what Oliver is going to feel, which is betrayal and just this need to redeem that character.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, and so this is the coolest part. So we've got Roy taking the police radio. And this is what makes me just love Detective Lance, is that, he's a smart guy. Like, every time that something gets thrown at him, he knows what to do. He's really good at his job. And he just is a realistic character, and it doesn't take 6 episodes for him to be like, oh, this Roy Harper guy. He genuinely is like, nope, none of that. Mm-mm, not in my precinct. Totally, gets it, which is so cool. This is awesome. Felicity is hilarious in just sort of a really, not obvious way, but the idea that she's just saying a lot of military jargon. Like, I just think that that's so cool, because you could totally see the conversation between her and Diggle without having to, see it, which is awesome. Anyways. So. And so here we are throwing the extra stakes for Oliver that he can... go after Laurel's bad guy or go after Diggle's.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting position that he's always put in.
But, I will kind of jump to it, but I feel like Diggle really kind of overreacts, because what we find out is that if Oliver didn't make the choice that he makes, that Tommy and Laurel would be dead.
Yeah.
And his mom would probably be dead too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody who is on the premises would have been killed.
Yeah.
So he really did make the right choice. And Diggle just... I think this is important. Diggle just can't see past Deadshot right now. I think because he thought that it was dealt with, he found out that Deadshot was the one who killed his brother.
Yeah.
And then thought... we did it, we stopped him,
right?
And then to have him come back,
I think it just
He wasn't there to save his brother, and now this guy is still going around, and he needs to finish this job, right?
What is the CNRI? That's what they're talking about with Rasmus. I guess maybe it's important. They've mentioned it a couple times. Maybe it's something important that I neglected.
They might be dropping hints or something.
Hey, they've totally been here before. This is the same place, right? That wrong
way? We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
In the preview.
Oh, it was in the preview. Oh, I was like, I totally recognize that. Why didn't we talk about that? Is it just me, or is everybody here super obviously part of a secret organization? When Diggle's scoping out the place, you're like, why is everybody looking really obviously anyways.
Yeah.
But
they're not the greatest special ops guys.
Ooh, look at that Microsoft Surface she's using. Okay. I kind of like this sort of red herring that's just a dude in a hat.
Some dude in a fedora.
Yeah.
No one looks good.
Is that UBC? Where is that?
I have no idea where that is. And if someone knows...
Atrium. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's probably...
Is it UBC?
It's probably one of the nice science buildings that I never went into because I am not a science student.
We'll get Crystal to look later. Anyways,
yeah, it'll be cool.
She's been in science buildings.
Anyway, so he just, everybody is just being taken down.
For someone who's a special agent, she sure did get taken out by a light tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Is she okay? Kind of knocked out. She's fine. She's just a little bit knocked out.
Yeah. And this just doesn't seem like a good idea to chase after Deadshot by himself.
I did like that. He's gonna kill him with his bare hands. Yeah. That's where Diggle's at right now. But this is the biggest problem. This is why Diggle can't get the job done, because And I think that this is something that you can't accuse Oliver of mm-hmm. at any point in yeah. in this series, is that Oliver may be motivated by personal things, but he never kind of goes in half cocked.
Yeah, yeah.
No, right? He's
yeah.
always got a really good
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
When he goes into a fight.
Yeah.
And I'm sure over the next 4 seasons, we're going to find out how he got there.
Yeah.
Maybe even faster than that.
Yeah.
But with all of his training and everything. But it's something that Diggle just cannot see. Yeah. Right now, he can't see how lost he is,
mm-hmm.
Which is just so great because he came into the show to bring Oliver back
yeah,
from the edge,
yeah, and then
now he's
yeah.
the one who's on the edge, and Oliver's going to be the one who has to bring him back.
Look
and
at that twist around!
Yeah, it's,
wow.
Within the first 5 episodes of this series, I do not think that anybody could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of things coming.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we saw that.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just one of the great things about this show is that even though so much of it we know because it's based on comics and there's all of these things that we can point towards, they just keep doing such interesting things with mm-hmm. the characters. So.
Yeah. Oh, so cool. But yeah, so Felicity is cleaning up Diggle here, it's just, I think that Felicity and Diggle have this really interesting relationship that we don't ever really get to see, which is
yeah,
kind of
it's
cool.
always off screen.
I really like that yeah. like you can see, but you can see it and they don't have to really do anything about it, but it's kind of cool. They like those characters have a nice chemistry.
I guess what I said earlier was a little bit off because he hasn't gone to save Laurel yet.
Yeah, no, he can't. So he just went to I was wondering.
He went to take the guy.
He just took the guy down.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, it is just about Laurel. I found it very. Doesn't it always suck when your choices are like, why can't you just do both? Because, you know, just speed over to the other place and. Anyways, it's unfortunate that he let Diggle down. Poor Ollie. So many people to kill. And I just love that Felicity, like, doesn't take any crap from him and just totally is, like, who she is and is honest about things, which I really like. Poor Ollie just keeps getting, like, let down this episode.
Yeah,
like,
well, you know what? I think what this points to more than anything is that he needs a couple more people in his...
Yeah.
A couple more arrows in the quiver.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Ugh, this
if only he knew that Roy was out there and just wants to be trained.
I know. Well, I'm like, maybe it would make sense if they did it. She looked kind of like an elf there when she was doing that. She has really great elf hair. Just want to point out. It's,
yeah,
she's very elvish.
And the twisty-turny flourishes were not necessary.
Yeah.
That was kind of showy.
It's very elf-like.
That's okay.
It was really awesome. I'm going to watch it again. It's good. They're in sort of like an elven forest. She's wearing a nice sweater, considering she's in the middle of nowhere. It's probably not supposed to be that nice. Anyways. So.
We know where this is going. Or at least we think we do, right?
Yeah.
With this kiss. And. I love that. I love his reaction to it, though, where it happens. And he's like,
oh no,
this is bad. But it's like, dude, you are there. Because you went on a boat with her sister.
Yeah.
You were cheating on her with her sister.
Yeah.
Don't get all chivalrous now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really annoying.
Too little too late, pal.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's where... I think that's mentally where he's at.
Yeah.
Is that, like, this is... He's made so many mistakes. And he makes the
Look
comment.
Look how young they are in that photo. Yeah. Wasn't that great? I love it. The little details like that. Like, just... You can just tell the details in here. She is having a couple motherly moments in this episode. Where they're talking about... So I didn't realize that Laurel's dad never really liked Oliver. I didn't...
Oh, you didn't? You haven't gotten that? No, yeah. Because he's always been a rich bad boy.
Oh, I thought it was like mostly just because of Sarah. I didn't know it was so much like he just genuinely doesn't like Oliver as a person for a really long time.
Oliver used to be a bad person.
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough. But... He obviously wasn't that bad because Laurel loved him. So, aw. I don't know. No, I think so.
No, I think that she was just attracted to the bad boy.
Okay.
Because right now, Oliver is a really good guy right now, as far as she knows.
Yeah.
I think at the moment she's attracted to the vigilante.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Right? Maybe.
I think she's happy with Tommy, but she's got a thing that she can't control for the vigilante.
Yeah.
Oh. I think the biggest problem is that Tommy knows that that's Oliver.
Yeah.
If she knew that was Oliver, he says
that's
it, right?
That's the crux of the show, the episode, yeah.
He says it. If she knew, she'd pick you.
Poor Tommy, look at his face. Oh, I just, love him. By the way, I love the thunder and lightning in this episode that just really is for, no reason. Like, it's not, anything...
It's called pathetic fallacy.
Yeah, but it's great.
It's to mirror what's happening. It's
You're
foreboding.
Doing a good job.
Jeez.
It's good. By the way... Can this actually happen? What he does here, how he kills this guy?
I don't know, but I'm going to call BS.
It seems really,
scary. In a comic book, it totally could. In a comic book, it totally could.
I'm very terrified by it because, I don't want someone to be able to squeeze my hand and kill me because it's upsetting.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because he didn't do anything impressive there. He just held his wrist and pushed down here. Now, if it's the case, I'm going to die in 15 seconds. So if I
Don't
die in 15
it.
Seconds...
Don't mimic it!
If I die in 15 seconds, then we know that it works.
Well, it's sort of like the Kill Bill, five-palm punch thing, heart-exploding thing.
Yeah. That is fake.
Okay, good. Maybe this is fake, too. Let's pretend this is fake.
Pressure points are a thing, and you can use pressure points to, temporarily paralyze people and stuff like that, right? But, the Vulcan nerve pinch, which is another made-up one. But there are things that you can do, and there are,
Look at that nice transition. And here's Thea coming in. Wearing regular clothes. What kind of clothes is she wearing? She's wearing, a weird jacket thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't call them regular clothes.
Yeah, well, no, I guess maybe not Thea-esque clothes.
But brown pants?
Yeah.
Or are they even brown?
They're
green khaki?
Yeah.
Come on, Thea. Get it together.
What's with your pants, Thea? So crazy.
I know you're more grounded than you were before. Yeah. That doesn't mean your pants color needs to be more grounded.
But this is a really cool teaching moment. I love that he just doesn't miss a thing in terms of, he understands what he wants to do. Sorry, Detective Lance. He just totally understands what he needs from people and why... What he's doing makes sense. That's the thing that I really like of all of these characters, with Tommy and with Detective
Probably
Lance
motivated.
And with Oliver, you know why each of them is doing what they're doing and that everything that they're doing makes sense. And I would actually argue that in this episode, Diggle's the one person who I'm kind of I don't follow your train of thought as much as everybody else's.
I do. It's not rational. I think that's the hard part of it is that he's acting from a very emotional place.
Yeah.
And we're not used to seeing his character do that.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think that they're doing that well.
Mm-hmm.
That we're supposed to know that Diggle is not in his right mind at the moment.
Yeah.
He is going off half-cocked.
Yeah.
And he's really, he's dangerous at the moment.
Yeah.
He's not just dangerous to himself, but to everybody else.
Yeah. So 26 guys only, by the way, that Arrow has killed. I thought that he would have killed many more.
Killed. He didn't say anything about maimed or, permanently disfigured.
Fair enough. I guess, is that bad of me that I'm 26 seems low, but actually,
26
that's a lot of people.
That's what we call a serial killer or a mass murderer.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yes. That is a lot of people.
You get to 5 people and they start calling you a serial killer.
Okay, fair enough.
He's got 5 times that plus 1.
That's true.
It's a lot of people.
You can do math really well, Michael. Good job.
I'm just trying to put that in context.
Thank you. It's good. I guess this is a nice moment with Laurel and Ollie.
I thought they were going to kiss.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that's where this was going.
I think she genuinely likes Tommy and wouldn't do that to him. Because I didn't get that. I think that they both...
I don't think that we know enough about her character to make judgment calls like that yet.
Fair enough.
She moves in there and then goes in for the hug, right?
Okay.
And that's enough to piss
Tommy
off.
Oh,
but...
so sad. Anyways. And so this guy's gonna die. which is this poor delivery guy. I feel kind of bad for him.
But the, but he's like, but the it's unfortunate that the security guy got killed because he was good at his job.
Yeah.
He noticed immediately that the kid was being held at gunpoint, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he knew what was going on. He just
that tactic seemed very sort of harsh to have to use a person and then shoot through them to kill anyways.
Got the job done.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's all that Mr. Black is concerned with.
I guess so. And I'm really excited by this fight between him and Ollie. Like, it's really... I was like, well, where is Ollie going to go get his gear and be like...
Yeah.
Arrow? And I was like, wait, no, this just makes much more sense. And it's just much better in terms of it being just him, sort of raw and awesome.
Well, it shows that... I mean, he said it before. We had the one episode where it was kind of important where he says, right. I don't need the arrow.
Yeah.
I don't need a bow. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. This is the payoff for that episode because it's totally... Yeah, you don't expect that. So they didn't obviously hear someone getting shot at the front door.
It's a silencer.
Okay. The person was a silencer. That's... Yeah, as well. It's a double silencer. Oh, no, I know.
Well,
what I know.
Not really because he wasn't... The gun wasn't right in the guy's back.
Yeah, fair enough.
But that wouldn't silence it anyways. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I love about this is that Tommy understands that he just needs to keep Laurel in this room and that he's just going to, like, trust Oliver. And that was really awesome, by the way, kicking off the doorknob, just being a total, like, he's so awesome. I just love him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not that I need to say that on, you know, Quiver the Green Arrow podcast.
You know who's really awesome? Green Arrow. It's really great. It was really neat how he acted like a superhero on the episode.
So good. But anyways, I really like that Tommy just has the wherewithal to keep Laurel there. Because that's the thing that always bothers me is they're like, well, let's leave the room and go somewhere else that's safer. It's like, no,
it's not
we're just
going to
stay
movie,
here. Again, it's the little things that don't bother me about this show because it's the lack of the bothery, nitpicky things that makes me be okay with the things that
the
are.
The Smallville stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that Lana and Chloe and Lois would do every week.
Yeah.
Lois less.
Yeah.
And when Lois did it, it was because she's Lois. Yeah. And we know, like, that's her character,
yeah.
right? It's funny when Lois goes, like, when Clark goes, stay in this room, and she goes, yeah, I'm staying in the room. I'm going to stay in the room. And she leaves.
Yeah.
It's funny for that character.
Yeah.
But when Chloe and Lana did it, it was just like, come on, you guys.
Stay in the room. But anyways, look at this.
This is an awesome fight. This is so great when like he does the jump off
there. His parkour is coming in handy. Look at that parkour.
This jump down the stairs is so great because he does the tuck.
Yes.
So good. So good.
It's awesome. Awesome. Oh. I'm wondering like how much of this was actually him and how much of it was...
I think a lot of it. I think he does a lot of this stuff. He's really talented.
And this is cool, like what happened on that island. So this idea that like...
This guy's well trained. He's got a little bit of kung fu going on, but we see that Oliver has a bit more.
Yeah.
His kung fu is stronger.
His kung fu is stronger. I'm just really mesmerized by this fight. Uh-oh.
It's a really good fight. And, it's really well done.
This is the fire obviously coming in handy, that there is a fire going, and they have... Oh, look at... He just gets stabbed, like, straight... Like, oh, ugh. Anyways. Yep. Way to go, Oliver. Way to be. So, that guy is, gone. No more Mr. Blank.
And then I love this. This is another one of those. This is a formality at this point. I'm going to make something up. You can't prove that it's right, that it's true or false.
Yeah.
So you really have nothing. You're just going to have to leave.
Yeah.
And that's him going like, are you going to back this up, Tommy?
Yeah.
Because I know that he's the vigilante. Mm-hmm. You know that he's the vigilante.
Yeah.
We all know he's the vigilante. Really? We're going to keep doing this? Okay, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just every episode, Detective Lance has a moment where he just looks everybody in the eye and goes,
really?
Are we seriously not going to address this yet? That's fine. That's fine. I'll get him.
Yeah.
I'll get him eventually.
Yeah. Oh.
At least he's sticking to killing bad guys.
Yeah.
Then, you know?
Yeah. It's true.
This could be considered self-defense. Anybody who killed him in that instance would not... It's trespassing, and this is America, right?
Yeah,
for those of us who are in Canada, we're like, well, you still can't really get away with that. This is America, and yes, if someone's on your property, you can do whatever you want. As long as you have a good lawyer, and they're rich, they have good lawyers.
We're talking over the whole, like, Tommy loving, like, this is so beautiful that she would choose you. How cute, and look at Oliver being so hurt by that. I think that Oliver's hurt by that for Tommy is the thing that I got in that multiple layer, is that, like, he, I think that he knows that, too, in some way. Like,
I think it also sort of picks at old wounds for him, because he's really trying to just be friends with Laurel.
Right.
And I think that he's probably finding that difficult.
Yeah.
But the idea that all he'd have to do is say, I'm the vigilante, and she would just swoon, right?
Right.
I think that makes it really... That's another thing on top of everything else that makes it really difficult.
Right. Yeah. It's good. And so here's the kid getting passed off to his grandparents, which is nice, tying up loose ends.
You know what my favorite part about this kid was?
What?
He said, like, four words
the entire episode. Yes. That's true.
That's how you use... Cute. Unless you're specifically making a TV show or movie about a kid.
Yeah.
This is how you use children in film and television.
Yes.
They can be there. They can be an important part of the story. But the less talking they do, the better.
Yeah. So this is sad. This is the most sort of drama-esque thing that's happened on the show in a long time. I'm coming off of a week of watching Gossip Girl, so in this episode I totally was like, that's such a Gossip Girl thing to do, just like leave your relationship because she loves somebody else more than you. But why don't you just talk to her about how she doesn't love, don't just leave, you jerk face. Like, angsty but drama.
But there's context here, because what we can infer from everything that's gone on in the series is that Tommy has always kind of looked at Laurel as, like, you know, he's always kind of been into her, I think.
Yeah.
But she's always been with Oliver.
Yeah.
And I think in his mind, she'll always be with Oliver, regardless of whatever, right? Like,
right.
So he had his moment, but he's realizing that it's futile. Like, sooner or later, she's going to go back to Oliver. Whether that's true or not doesn't matter. In his mind, that's the truth.
But I hate it when they do this to themselves, where he's like, I'm just not good enough, or like, now you're going to hate me. Like, it's just so sad, where you're like, don't make other people hate you. Like, just genuinely, like, I don't know. It's so sad. This is a really cool location that they chose for this sort of scene that's just about them talking about
It's actually really close to where they shot this is in New West
the
as well.
Thing, yeah.
The other shot of the limo.
But it's like just a really cool, genuine scene, and I really like this because it's sort of about nothing, but I'm caring about Roy Harper. I actually think that they're moving this storyline along enough that, throw it out there, it wouldn't be weird for him to help in some way in the season finale. Like, it would.
I think that his presence will be made known to Oliver in the season finale.
Yeah.
Like, in those last two episodes. I could actually see one of the reasons why they got an extra hour, why they wanted an extra hour, was to work that in.
Really?
Was to get Roy into position for season two.
Right.
So that in season two, he can start to become Red Arrow to become Arsenal.
Be so cool.
So,
ooh, wouldn't it be handy if Arrow needed to take some sort of weird vacation over the summer and someone need to step in for
him? I don't think that's going to be the case.
Whatever, it would work. Maybe he'd just be like a lesser version. Anyways, but this is cool. I kind of like Thea. It's totally true that she becomes an important character just in because of Roy.
It's 100% attributed to that relationship and the fact that now that she has somebody that she has to
deal with,
that she's a grounded character.
Yeah.
Which is what she was missing. Previously, she was just kind of the distraction.
Yeah,
And so all of her plot lines were a little bit out there and and they were distractions.
Yeah.
But now because it's tied to Roy, and we know that Roy is tied to Oliver.
Yeah,
down the road.
It's good.
It brings it all back in.
Yeah. So here we have Diggle and Ollie with their nice moment. I kind of like that we're not on the same page. We're not even in the same book, which is kind of cool. But they're separating here. So Ollie's slowly losing everybody before the season finale, because that's what you got to do to those heroes. Make sure that they don't have anybody. And it just becomes
easier on his own. Except that he'll have Laurel.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're going to kiss by the season finale.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fine, fine. They can be together. Poor Laurel and Tommy. So back on the island, how did our Hood do? I love that everybody just calls him Hood, that he's just Hood. Robin Hood. And Yafei. I love that she just grabs a knife and they're just sort of... I thought that they sort of knew that it was a setup. I thought that they were a little slow on this uptake. That they didn't automatically, like, realize that something was wrong.
I think she's faking them out. I think that she's part of all of this.
Oh. Hey. That makes sense and would be good.
This is all an act on her part.
Right.
I think that everything that's happened since the missile launcher thing, since taking the microchip has been
part of her plan.
So that they could find out where they were.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So that they could track them back to their base and deal with Oliver and Slade. Because I think because at that point they were just becoming too much of a nuisance.
Yeah.
So Fires went, look, we got to deal with this.
Yeah.
And I think that Yao Fei and Shido have kind of been part of this all along.
Ooh, cool. That'd be interesting.
Because betrayal is built into that character. We know
right.
we've talked about
right.
it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So at some point there has to be a turn.
Yeah.
And I think that this is the setup for that. I think that next episode we'll see that Slade and Oliver will be in a position where they're, you know, shackled or in cages or something. And she's going to show up and be like, you really shouldn't have trusted me or something right?
Yeah.
I could be off, you know, maybe.
Who knows?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll have to wait until next Wednesday to see.
For the 100
and we could recap this this preview for next week. But it literally shows nothing of next week's story.
No, it's just, well, I mean...
Everything's going to happen, but more importantly than that, hashtag for justice. More important than anything else next week, hashtag for justice.
I love that Felicity...
You know what you guys should throw in with that?
Hashtag...
Is hashtag quiver.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, just if you're going to hashtag for justice next week.
Hashtag for justice.
Hashtag quiver as well.
Hashtag quiver.
And then maybe they'll notice all of these weird... What
is quiver? What are you talking about?
What are people hashtagging quiver for?
Because we're awesome. People have been good on the Twitters. Thank you for hashtagging us.
They have, yes.
It's nice. Lots of Twitter talk. I'm really loving that the Facebook group conversation is going... That's really awesome.
Without us, that we don't need to be there to facilitate it. It's awesome.
And I
just
get to join in on
doing your own thing.
Random conversations, which is really cool, and just see what people are talking about and bringing up things to light that I hadn't thought of.
Yeah. And we're working on getting news going. I will be talking to our new news person tomorrow to get some things up and running in that regard. So
hopefully the website will be a nice place for content then in the summer and even if there's no episodes, we'll have some awesome stuff for you to go there and check out, which will be good. And yeah, I'm excited. So wrapping up is going to be kind of sad. I felt like 20 episodes. That's really awesome. Good job, Michael. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yay.
It's a lot.
I'm impressed with us. Look at us being super
well, technically 21 because we did do the special episode.
We did.
But I wanted to keep the numbering in tune with the numbering of the episodes of the show.
So it's a special episode. I think that all the special episodes
used
to be special episodes.
Yeah.
So we'll just have the same amount as whatever there are of episodes.
Exactly.
Good.
But I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I think that we've talked about everything that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So you guys can find us online. You can follow us on Twitter at Quiver Podcast. On Facebook, facebook.com/quiverpodcast. You can find the link to the group from there. And you can send us email.
We'd love
to get email from you guys. mail@quiverpodcast.
Yay. And then our website, obviously, quiverpodcast.com.
Yep.
Comments there as well on each episode you're able to put in. And then you can follow us individually on Twitter. I like to have a conversation with you. I'm at @akonkin, A-K-O-N-K-I-N.
And I'm at @arkwulf, A-R-K-W-U-L-F.
So we'll see you there and talk to you on the internet and see you for the final three countdown.
Yeah, well, for next week, The Undertaking. So finally some answers, I hope. I hope.
Yeah. So. And we learn Walter's fate next week.
Do we?
A little bit. He's looking for Walter Steele, right? Is that Walter's last name, Steele?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, there we
it
go.
Should be good. Maybe I watched a different trailer than you did, I guess. Maybe you didn't watch
You must have, because this is the CW, and so. You got to see the CTV one.
Yeah, so it's it'll be interesting. So it's good, and as per our new sign-off, was it Stay Sharp Arrowheads?
See you guys next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I always freak out when you say that, because I'm not 100% sure.
I'm
just, like, infinitely paranoid about not recording properly. Ooh, Peter Dinklage is
actually
coming up. You
need to be okay with not being in control.
Oh, man, I'm so bad at not being in control. I can't do it, dude.
Yes, and the sky is blue, and we require oxygen to live. Do you have any other obvious statements you'd like to make?
Why is that? It's very bizarre. Because I, like, Ryan's helping me.
Well, the planet is covered in 70% water, so that's why the sky is blue. And,
no, but, like, I really need to, like, not be so anal retentive and neurotic and...
You know what? No, that's not what it is. Neurotic, yes. You're not anal retentive. You're not anal retentive in the least.
Oh, okay, good.
Because anal retentive is like super attention to detail.
Oh, yeah, no,
you
I
are
have
not
that.
An attention to detail person.
No,
you,
I'm not.
You often miss the details for, you know,
yes,
forest for the
I
trees.
I think macro.
Sort of
yes.
Yeah.
I'm a macro.
So it's different than anal retentive.
Okay, so neurotic.
But you are certainly neurotic. I mean, everybody's neurotic. But you.
I'm
you.
Especially. So.
We haven't started the episode yet. And if you've got something to say, you can say it on the podcast.
No, thank you.
Then keep it shut. This is going in, by the way. She doesn't listen, so she'll never know. Are you done?
Yes.
Wow, it's really bad without school. She doesn't know what to do. Crazy.
Okay.
She's going to be podcasting with us in the next couple weeks. You never know.
No, she'll never podcast.
Cool. But, like, no, can you just show it to me that
yeah,
it's recording?
It's recording.
Okay.
First of all,
yeah,
if that
red.
Thing's
that's
going.
That's good. No, that's I trust you. That's
and
all
then
I
the
want
numbers
to
are moving. We've
good.
Been
that's
recording
all I
for 4
see.
Minutes.
Yay. Yay, life. Cool.
Okay, so what is this? This is the 20th
God
episode?
Knows. Is it?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Am I evens or odds?
You're evens.
Yay! Well, that's lucky I missed the odd day then. Let me do our intro. What? Home Invasion was the name of this episode?
Yeah. Is that right?
That it's Home Invasion?
No, that it's the 20th episode.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Well, let me double check. Well check on your phone.
I
yeah, check on IMDb.
Just there.
See, because the male episode, I numbered separately.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Because I want to keep the numbering with the number.
I was
of
like,
episodes.
Quick hardening cock. Oh no, this is New Girl episodes, not Arrow episodes. I was looking at the wrong thing on my IMDb. Anywho, let's go through here.